It's Friday, July 27th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callum.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us is Becca Martin Brown. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
It's a big theater weekend in Northwest Arkansas in the River Valley. Titanic, one might say. So Into the Woods, it's time to go. And all that jazz. Okay, we'll stop punning. Okay.
Nice.
All right. Chicago.
Yes.
Rogers Little Theater. Ed McClure says they've been waiting for the rights to this musical for almost 10 years. Because it had a big revival on Broadway, and then it had tours, and they finally got the rights, and they're really excited. I will tell you, honestly, this is not one of my favorite shows, because it's sadly lacking good guys. Murderous women, great comedy, tiny little outfits, and songs like Cell Block Tango.
I love that one.
So the story is set in Prohibition-era Chicago, and one of the women in prison is a vaudevillian doing time for the murder of her husband and her sister. Take that wherever you want to. And the new girl on the cell block is Roxy Hart, who murdered her lover and almost successfully pinned it on her husband.
Right.
Velma is played by Laura Marie Rivera, who is a professional who has toured all over the country in Europe. And Roxy is played by Katie Church, who grew up on the Rogers Little Theater stage in shows like Grease and Sound of Music. So it will be great fun. 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, again the next two weekends. Tickets are $16 for the balcony and $45 for dinner. I'd check my food for poison. The happy ending in Chicago is kind of suspect. We all know how the story of the Titanic ends.
Right.
Every time. But this, on the 100th anniversary from Fort Smith Little Theater, is a musical based on the facts of the matter. So, no Jack and no Rose.
Right. These are all characters, not characters, these are all people who were actually on the ship.
8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2:30 Sunday, and again Tuesday through next Saturday at Fort Smith Little Theater. Tickets are $15. And then there's the happy ending version of Into the Woods.
Right, Sondheim. And this is a junior's version.
This is Trike Theater. And what makes it the junior version is that it basically ends at the end of Act One, where everybody's living happily ever after. This is the version for me. There's no Once Upon a Time later. It's the first ever full-length production starring students from Trike summer camps. And it's 7 o'clock today and 2 o'clock tomorrow at Arend Art Center in Bentonville. Tickets are $5 to $10. And also briefly this weekend, there is plenty of stomping opportunity at the Altus Grape Festival.
Antoinette, you went to that last year, did you not?
I went to the one in Paris.
That's right.
Did you stomp?
I absolutely stomped.
Actually, there is
How did I miss this?
If you pick up a copy of the Southwest Times record from that time, there's a picture of Antoinette in the newspaper stomping grapes.
It was a lot of good fun. Our friend from the winery there, Bob Cowie, was hosting it, and he was very apologetic because it had been a hot summer like this year, and so a lot of the crop had died. So there was a lot of grapes being reused. But people were just there for the fun, so everybody was really good-natured about it.
There's like four opportunities tomorrow for the public. There's a celebrity grape stomp that I believe is tonight, but there's like four opportunities tomorrow for the public to get in and get their feet wet, so to speak. Also tomorrow, Three Penny Acre plays at the Farmer's Market in Fayetteville from 9:30 to 1:30. They've done everything. They've done everything.
And more.
They don't sleep.
And you can go hear them free. And tomorrow night, an exhibition called Black Hearts.
Oh, yes. One night only.
One night only. It's part of the University Student Gallery, Sugar. It's happening at Sarah Leffler, the artist's studio at 2650 South School Avenue in Fayetteville. And there will be live music by her son, David Slade.
Formerly of American Princes.
Exactly. So you should go check that out. Or you can go check out the composer's showcase featuring James Greeson.
Yes.
That's at 8 o'clock at the Walton Arts Center.
Hogtown Hot Club, Fayetteville Jazz Collective, going to be a fun time.
And it is seriously about time to pay tribute to what all he's done.
Yes.
So how cool
Absolutely.
Is that? Tickets are $21 to $26, and you can get them at the Walton Arts Center box office.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.